Week 6, Day 1. A kind stranger illustrates loving others. The big picture. We just spent 2 weeks looking at God's love for the lost and His eagerness to pursue them. Therefore, those who follow the Lord should also possess a similar heart attitude and humbly focus more on others than on themselves. This week's parable of the Good Samaritan turns our attention from God's heart to our own. Scouting Report, Week 6. Setting: a one-on-one meeting with an expert in the law. Need: expose law expert to God's view of love your neighbor. Story: mugged traveler is ignored by priest and Levite, helped by Samaritan. Truth: godly love will notice, initiate care and sacrifice without favoritism. Luke 10:25-28. Now an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you understand it?" The expert answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." Overtime. The expert answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." Luke 10:27-28. Loving others exceeds a duty. In August 2017, Hurricane Harvey, a Category 4 storm, pounded Greater Houston and Southeast Texas. It combined 130 miles per hour wind gusts with up to 50 inches of rain, dumping 27 trillion, yes with a T, gallons on Texas. The material cost of its extensive damage was estimated at $125 billion. The human suffering accompanying those statistics was beyond measure. Thankfully, in the midst of great tragedy, we often see expressions of great compassion, even for total strangers. Among those in this category is J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans. He immediately stepped up to help his neighbors by establishing a relief fund and donating $100,000 out of his own pocket. That's when he experienced a second deluge. Although Watt set his initial fundraising goal at $500,000, the generosity of others came flooding in, exceeding $32 million. Some people think godliness means keeping a list of rules, do's and don'ts. While moral discipline often indicates spiritual devotion, perhaps even more revealing is how we respond to others in need. This is especially true of helping strangers who can give nothing back to us. Championing humility, Jesus routinely exposed the self-righteous. Doing just that, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus turned every expectation on its head. Although Jesus sometimes picked fights with religious leaders, in this case one of them picked a fight with him. Bad move. This setting introduces a contradiction between the outside and inside of a man's heart. Now an expert in the law of Moses stood up. In the Middle East, the student normally sat to listen to teachers and courteously stood to address his teacher. Here, the lawyer not only stands to address Jesus, but also gives him the title of teacher, Luke's word for rabbi. On the outside, he's very respectful. However, Luke describes the inside of his heart. Despite symbols of respect, the intent behind his question was to test Jesus. Like a cocky student, he thought he could outsmart this young upstart rabbi. You know the type. Next, he posed his question, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Today, we don't usually speak of salvation as an inheritance. However, after the Old Testament period among the rabbis, the phrase inherit transitioned from applying to acquiring land as an unearned gift to receiving God's salvation. Despite the very nature of an inheritance, he wrongly assumed he could earn God's gift. So this question is certainly not unique. In fact, among those who discuss eternal life, it's among the most common. But this legal expert didn't ask his question to discuss, but to trap, and Jesus knew it. Using a few probing questions and one very potent parable, Jesus exposed the lawyer's pride-filled heart for all to see. This question's answer is twofold. Technically, the answer is nothing. We can't do anything to inherit eternal life. It's a gift, not a reward. In both the Old Testament and the New Testament, it is by grace through a faith that produces works through love, Galatians 5:6. But rather than spark an argument, Jesus turns the conversation back to this man and his opinion, asking him, "What is written in the law? How do you understand it?" To such a scholar, it must have seemed like a warm-up pitch. This well-studied expert answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind," Deuteronomy 6:5. A devout Jew would repeat this familiar reference twice daily. The expert continued, adding another passage, "and love your neighbor as yourself." This reference from Leviticus 19:18 is repeated in Romans 13:9, Galatians 5:14, and James 2:8. Like an athlete who just impressed his coach, this man must have been quite pleased with his performance. On the surface, Jesus seemingly approved of his answer and said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this," literally, "keep on doing this," referring to the totality of the law, "and you will live." Problem solved? Not at all. It just got worse. Jesus' commendation hadn't blessed the legal expert. It baited him. It set him up to understand that God measures righteousness by both our actions, externally, and by our attitudes, internally, as Jesus taught at length, Matthew 5, 21-22, 27-28, 31-32, 33-34, 38-39, 43-44. The proud expert would soon be exposed. We'll see the results of Jesus' instructive trap on day 4. "Coach, you have rules and duties for others to follow within your program. So does God. However, like you, God wants more than for us to simply fulfill our duties. Like you, He wants us to have a willing heart behind the standard. As you can instill this difference in yourself and your athletes, you embrace the heart of God. In coaching, this heart-level goal of compliance opens the door to have truly meaningful relationships with your athletes. Look, as an authority figure to your athletes, if you say something, you should expect it will be done. End of story. But you want a transformational ministry. You want to change an athlete's heart. To transform their heart, you must connect with their heart. To most effectively connect with their heart, their motives, fears, and desires, you must let them see your heart. Tell them your story. As appropriate, reveal your motives, fears, and desires. Tell your athletes that your rules protect them from harm and provide them with a path for excellence, both in your sport and in life. By speaking to their heart, you might even change a life, perhaps your own. That's the end of day 1, week 6.